bring in the third base coach of the Giants, Ron Wotus. The Professor, Woe, how are you today?
Marty, I think I'm living in a bizarro world here today. besides the baseball, you know, there's lightning and thunder at my house, and then I come to the park, and I got to get swabbed up the nose, and then I go 10 more feet, and I got to do the spit test. So thank goodness you're keeping us safe and healthy, but it's strange times, to say the least, on what's happening
here. Yeah, it is, and, you know, I did our open, and a couple of things I want to mention from last night. One was Darren Ruff, big home run for him, Woe. He could have been pinch hit four at that point. They stayed with him, showed some confidence with him, and he elevated the ball, and that was a huge three-run homer for Darren Ruff.
Well, no question, for Darren Ruff and for us. And I thought it was a great no move to leave him in there. He's been swinging the bat good. He can hit a fastball, and he got a pitch that he could handle, and he drove it, you know. And, you know, that's a game, obviously, that we had in hand just like the night before, and we weren't able to, you know, close the deal. I mean, it's 27 outs, and you got to get that last out. But big day for Darren Ruff and for us, you know, giving him that opportunity and him coming through.
Yeah, you know, I said, well, and you can't cry over spilled milk, and it's baseball. You know, you got to get all the outs. But look, the A's 2-for-16 with runners in scoring position. The two hits are game winners. But the starting pitching for the Giants of Cueto the night before and Gausman last night, excellent. And you get Webb today. That is one positive part of what this weekend has been.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Marty. I mean, we're scoring runs. Both those games, again, you know, one bad inning, which is a bad inning, and it can cost you the game. But you mentioned Gausman, you mentioned Cueto. Both those guys have been throwing the ball extremely well, and that's really encouraging. We got Webb going today. And, you know, we need some quality starts out of these guys to take a little bit off the bullpen. You know, the bullpen's been used an awful lot. You know, Raj has been in there an awful lot, and that, you know, that can wear them down and not make them as sharp as they've been. But to your point, the two big positives, obviously, is the starting pitching that we've been getting out of Gausman and Cueto, and we're scoring runs, Marty. I don't remember the last time that we've been putting this many runs on the board. And, you know, obviously the bullpen and the defense has suffered a little bit, but we're creating runs. So hopefully we can tighten those two areas up and get on the winning track.
Yeah, why not? All right, let's go to school with the professor a little bit. Let's start with last night. A ball is hit to right field. I called it a can of corn. Pence breaks the wrong way. Ballpark playing differently. Wind, who knows what. But for some reason, Pence couldn't get a beat on it.
Yeah, it was the ball had one of those funny spins. He's kind of was jammed, and usually when a lefty hits the ball, it stays straight or it hooks a little bit. But the way the ball was hit, you see it on occasion, the ball was actually pushing away from him and going towards left field, which is very unusual. Sometimes you see it in this park when the wind's really blowing because the wind comes around from right field, pushes from right field to center field, and you'll see lefties hit balls, you know, even down that right field line, and the ball doesn't hook foul. It stays straight or it pushes towards center field. Mm-hmm. So that ball just kept running away from, which is a very unusual spin and flight for a ball. And, you know, that caused him not to be able to catch up with the ball. It was, you know, I'm not making an excuse for him, but it was one of those balls that you could see it just keep pushing away. And that's why he broke the other way, and then he thought he had a beat on it, and it kept going the other way. So tough break. You know, that certainly cost us in that inning as well.
All right, let's go back to Friday night, because this is one that you and I have talked about a billion times. It's the ground ball to first base. Belt usually makes that play now. You can set it up. I mean, there's one out. You got a nice lead. Just get it out. And for Flores, and you always say this, and I'll say it for you again, when you're on defense, think about what you want to do if the ball is hit to you. And Flores, for some reason, had that mental mistake. And take us through it, because he ended up deking Crawford out, who's a Gold Glove shortstop.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it's kind of like coaching third base, you know, and these guys do this every single day, and you got to be ready for the moment. You know, all young players know you want the ball hit to you, but you got to go over the scenarios, especially multiple men on base. You know, what's the situation? Do we need an out? Do we need a double play? What do I do if the ball's hit to my left, if it's hit to my right? And I thought Flores handled it, you know, like a pro, which he is. You know, he said he screwed up. He just made a mental mistake because in reality, he caught the ball. He started for first base to get the out. He was about 6 feet away. And then he changed his mind. And that's where he made the mistake and said, oh, shoot, I'm going to go to second. And he should have just continued at that point. Once he decided just get the out, that man on second wouldn't have been a big deal because we had, you know, multiple run lead, so it's not important. The other thing is if he would have caught it right away and went right to second, he had a chance for a double play to end the game. But when he went towards first and took a couple steps and stopped, then he went to throw to second. Well, Crawford thought he touched first base when he saw him move to first base. You know, he put his head down to go to second to get in position, and Craw, being the heads up player he is, he wanted to deke the runner. He was standing there nonchalant like there was going to be no play, and so the runner maybe not slide or slow up, and then at the last minute he when the ball was thrown, he went to tag him again because he thought Flores touched first base. He didn't see him not touch first base. So one of those plays, you're not going to see it very often. And as I said, Flores, you know, told the press, which I admire completely, that he screwed up, and that's what happened on that play.
Boy, well, let's take a look at Gott just a little bit. I mean, look, you've been around. You're the longest tenured coach in Giants history. You've been through Armando Benitez and everybody else, Matt Hergis, and all sorts of closers. It's not easy to be the closer. Now, look, this kid has had success in the big leagues, but not as a closer. He's got four saves this year, but, well, he seemed to become unglued in those two games. And what do you say to the kid? What do you say to the fan base right now?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different opinions on, you know, if guys can pitch late in the game. And, you know, a lot of us feel that the ninth inning is completely different than the seventh or eighth, or pitching when there's expectation on you. We talked about that, and you're expected to do the job as a closer opposed to, you know, no expectations. So, you know, I don't know how much of that stuff is affecting Trevor. He doesn't show any signs of that, you know, around him or talking to him. He seems confident in the whole thing. But, you know, the really thing that's hurting him right now is his command. And, you know, the A's have some very good hitters. So does the whole league. And if you don't locate your fastball, or if you can't throw your breaking ball behind in the count when you want to throw it, guys are going to hit you. And, you know, his command's been off. You could see the last two nights. He could have hit two batters last night, and we got a foul ball off of Chapman. That ball was coming at him. He hit another guy. He had a walk in the inning. So I think really for him, you know, he's done a very good job for us up until the last 2 days. And you're going to have these moments, but how he responds to it's going to be the important thing. And I think he'll respond, you know, the right way. I think he needs to make sure he gets his command back. I don't know the reasons for it right now, but as you can see, he's a little bit all over the place, and the ball that kind of hit was, you know, middle, and he didn't miss it. So you got to tip your hat to him as well.
Hey, you've had a good view of two pretty good third basemen this week, Chapman and Longoria. How about that?
Yeah, no, shoot. They're both, you know, Longo's playing a nice third base, and Chapman, sure, he's one of the best in the game. You know, Longo's got those gold gloves as well, but Chapman's in the prime of his career right now. Boy, he plays deeper if you watch him. He plays deeper than anybody in the league. I was joking with him last night in the umpire, or two nights ago. He was back on the grass at third base. And I told the umpire, I said, that's an illegal defense. He can't be on the outfield grass at third base, because I've never seen a third baseman have his feet on the grass. That's how deep he plays, because he's got that cannon of an arm. And he's just a quality player, and he can do things that other third basemen can't do with that arm strength that he has.
Yeah, but the one thing on the ground balls, he throws on the run a lot. Do you look, you're the infield guy, and you've created so many gold glovers. I'm not thrilled with a guy who has to throw on the run a lot.
Yeah, he had an error last night, you know, and I think that he rushed that play a little bit. He had a little more time than he thought. And, you know, it's funny, Marty, that you mentioned that, because all over baseball, I had this conversation with Troy Tulowitzki back in one of the All-Star games, probably 12 or 13 or 15. And we were talking about Crawford, and he's telling me how much he liked Crawford as a shortstop. And he said, but the only thing I don't like about him is when he gets a ball, when he comes in on it, he stops and sets his feet and throws. And I looked at Tulo and I says, really? Tulo, I go, what are you talking about? I said, that's the way we're taught. That's the way I teach it. And he says, oh, no, we continue to run through the play and throw on the run. Just take your time, take three or four more steps. And if you look around baseball, you watch Trevor Story, you watch a lot of the Rockies, they're doing that. And more guys are running, catching the ball and you know, making sure they secure it and not getting rid of it real quick, but taking three or four more steps when they know they have time and throwing on the run opposed to setting your feet and throwing. So I don't know, you know, why it's happening. I certainly believe in the other way, as do a lot of other infield coaches.
Well, what was the road trip like? I thought of you, and obviously, thank God, in the West here, we haven't had the COVID issues, and you went through your exams this morning, and now you got to go down to L.A. But, heck, you know, you're in Colorado, you're in Houston, you're in L.A. What was that road trip like? Because, I mean, I guess you need a hall pass to get out of the hotel.
Yeah, well, that's the issue, Marty. I mean, we feel very safe. I mean, we're in the clubhouse together. We're tested every other day. You know, we're very protected. Like I said this morning, we had the nose test because it's immediate. We're getting on the plane. Of course, we had the spit test that we get back in 24 hours. I just wish the rest of the country could get the same protocols that we're getting here to keep everybody safe. But, you know, we're locked in the hotel. There's MLB security now. We're not supposed to leave the hotel. You can't use the gyms. You can't go to the restaurants. You can't do anything. So these guys right now are committed to playing baseball, and that's all they're doing. You get to the hotel room, you're in your hotel room until you go to the ballpark, and there's spies, police, MLB police watching the right people up. We were staying in L.A., and I was looking at that pool down there. It was beautiful. I like to move around in the morning in the water, and there's nobody at the pool, and I had to shut my curtain because I kept looking at the darn thing, and I just wanted to go loosen the body up a little bit. Finally, I shut the curtain so I couldn't see the pool.
Boy, funny. I'll leave you with this. Donovan Solano, he gets a hit every day, 17 now. Pagan is next at 19. I know the defense has been a mystery for him, but, boy, he does swing the bat.
He's done great. You know, I'm interested to see, you know, what's going to happen if he hits 400 for the season,
yes.
Right? Nobody's done that, Marty. I mean, obviously, it would be an asterisk if you had any conversation of that, because he's done tremendous. And I think he's going to settle in now. I think he's, you know, I mean, our early struggles, I think, was a little bit of, you know, scrimmaging each other and him playing some different positions where he didn't have as many reps as he'd like to have. And, you know, second base is his best position. And he's been playing over there mostly now with Longo back. So I think that's going to take care of itself. But I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on the 400?
Yeah, this season is what it is. And when it's looked upon in 30 years, people will go, it was the pandemic, and he played 60 games and hit 400, and good for him. And I think it's an accomplishment. I think if you can hit 400, if you hit in Little League, Pony League, college, I don't care where you are, if you can hit 400, you've done something.
I think that's right on point, because it's not easy to hit in the major leagues, and to hit 400 for a two-month span is a great accomplishment. You're exactly right.
Well, I like the picture you took with my cutout and Adam. That looked good.
Yeah, you know what? You got a nice cutout there, Marty. You know, I'm actually sitting up here right now as it's spitting on me here at the ballpark. I just saw some real nice lightning bolts firing around the ballpark, which, you know, I've never seen this time of year. So we are in a little bit of a bizarro world. There's no doubt about it. Even the heavens and the skies are a little bit off.
Oh, goodness. All right, take care of yourself. I'm glad to have you on, and Well, you'll be back home, I think, next weekend, Arizona, and trip to L.A., L.A., then up here, the Angels. So I appreciate you being on WOA. Just take care, and let's see what happens today. Every day is a different day.
Yeah, well, let's get this one today, and we're ready to go, and hopefully the rain stays out of here, and let's have a good ball game. And it's good being with you, Marty, and we'll see you back in a couple days.
Okay. All right. That is the third base coach of the Giants, Ron Wotus. Melissa Lockhart of The Athletic joins us next. She's got some interesting thoughts on the A's and the Giants, and we'll do that right after this.